Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. You get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night, knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
It's Bay Curious Prop Fest. I'm Olivia Allen Price. Would it even be election season in California if we weren't voting on property taxes? Today, we'll look at Proposition 19, which would allow some homeowners to take low property tax assessments with them when they buy a new home. I'll warn you now, this one is a bit of a doozy. There are winners and losers. The Big Lebowski factors in at one point. So roll up your sleeves with us. We're getting into the nitty-gritty on Proposition 19, property tax transfer.
Support for Bay Curious comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, committed to brewing things the right way since 1980, because when you're a family-run brewery, there's no other way to do it. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, still family-owned, operated, and argued over. And be sure to stay tuned through the end of the show so you can play our monthly trivia game for a chance to win some cool prizes.
Hey there, it's Olivia Allen Price, host of Bay Curious, the podcast. KQED Podcasts wants to thank listeners like you whose support makes this podcast possible. If you want to help us continue to make great content, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts. And thanks.
We're going to kick off our deep dive into Proposition 19 by taking a trip with KQED's Scott Schaefer.
So let's start at the beginning. If you don't mind. First of all, tell me your name and a little bit about yourself.
Oh, God.
Kenneth Wilkins is a longtime resident of North Oakland.
Just spell your name for me.
Kenneth. K-E-N-N-E.
He's been there. He was born, basically, in the area.
So you moved here, and you say, 86?
1976.
It's a beautiful neighborhood. It's a very quiet, tree-lined streets, mostly single-family homes, a few larger apartment buildings. There's a lot of construction going on.
It seems like everyone who purchased this house, or they're refurbishing it.
He was walking me down the street.
This house was the Dixons here, and they were here when I came in 1976. And this one here, Mr. Armstrong, he helped us with some plumbing.
So he's been on the block for 40-some years. How much was that house when he first bought it?
Well, it was very funny. He pointed to a car, his car, that was parked in front of the house, and he said,
Actually, it costs less than this car.
Is that right?
This car costs $21,000, I think, and it was less than that.
It's like a Toyota, you know, not something he could find in his, you know, the cushions of his couch, but nonetheless, you get a sense of, you know, how much it's gone up. Those houses now sell for $750,000 or more.
I never dreamed that a house would be sold for over $1 million in this neighborhood.
But they do.
Because Kenneth has been in the same house for so long, he's benefited from Proposition 13, the law that passed in 1978 that dramatically curtailed how much homeowners pay in property taxes.
And do you remember if you voted for it?
I think I did.
His tax bill is, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a lot less than somebody who lives next door and just bought the house and is paying taxes based on the market rate assessment.
We explained the history of 1978's Prop 13 in an earlier episode of Prop Fest, but here's what's important to remember. It based the property tax that homeowners pay on the purchase price of the home. So as home values have gone up, like they have in Kenneth's neighborhood, the tax bills that homeowners like Kenneth pay have stayed about the same.
As a senior homeowner, your taxes basically haven't gone up a lot since you first originally bought your home.
This is KQED reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez. He's going to help us out today. Now, in some ways, Prop 13 was a huge success. It stabilized property tax bills and has helped a lot of people stay in their homes. But it also brought about some problems. problems that proponents of Prop 19 say they're going to fix. For one, property taxes fund our schools, so lower taxes has meant less money for education.
We used to be, you know, one of the top per pupil spenders on schools, but now we're among the lowest.
Another issue is low tax bills have effectively trapped some older folks in their homes.
What it looks like now is that when you buy a new home, right, you all of a sudden are seeing your property tax rate go up by an incredible amount because yours has been frozen in time. And this, people contend, has scared some seniors from wanting to buy new homes, having a ripple effect throughout the home buying economy.
Because the property tax value resets every time a house is sold, local governments and schools get more money when there's a higher turnover in our housing stock. And people are concerned that the way that laws are set up now discourages that kind of turnover. To address those issues, and at the urging of realtors who stand to gain a lot here, the California legislature put Proposition 19 on this year's ballot. It does three main things. Let's start with the big one.
So what this would do would allow you as a senior to basically take the amount of property tax you pay now and take that with you to the new home you're buying, assuming it's around the same price. When more seniors are moving out of their long-term homes, there is a hope that younger folks will be able to purchase those homes and spur more buying across the market.
If a senior, which this prop defines as 55 and older, wanted to move to a more expensive home, they'd pay a bit more.
The formula is the home that you are buying, that price, let's say it's $700,000, minus the home you are selling, let's say it's $500,000. The difference is $200,000, right? So that difference is then assessed at the market rate, and that is added on to the property tax you've been paying as a senior with a reduced rate under Prop 13.
If Prop 19 passes, seniors could move like this three times. Now, two other groups would also get these benefits as well. Those living with a severe disability and people who are victims of a natural disaster, like a wildfire or earthquake. But they could only move once. I should mention, a limited form of property tax transfer is already available to seniors, but it comes with a lot of conditions about where you can move and how much you can spend on a home and how many times you can do it. Prop 19 allows eligible homeowners to move anywhere to any priced home and take their property tax assessment with them. Now on to the second thing that Prop 19 would do.
The way that the inheritance works now is if you, Olivia, inherit property from your parents, whether you live in it or you don't live in it and you rent it out, you can keep their property tax levels. It doesn't get reassessed as if it were sold.
The Los Angeles Times did this investigation a few years ago and found state and local governments were losing out on billions because of this.
What they found is that, you know, there's a sizable portion of folks who are not living in the property and are renting it out and making a lot of money. And one of those people is actor Jeff Bridges, who played the titular character in The Big Lebowski.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know?
And in the LA Times' own reporting, they found that Jeff Bridges was renting it out monthly for far more than he was paying in property taxes annually, and just because he inherited it from his parents and he inherited their property tax rate.
This has come to be known as the Lebowski loophole. Prop 19 tries to address it.
Essentially, the Lebowski loophole would be somewhat winnowed. I don't want to say it's closed, because essentially what it would do is for anyone who elects not to live in the property, if you decide to rent out the property, then it will be reassessed at the market rate. And your property taxes are going to go up. If you live in the property, then they're going to ease up on you and you can continue paying the same property tax rate that your parents paid.
All right, on to a final thing that Prop 19 would do. Now, property taxes are a local government resource, but they still affect the state budget because of how we've set up some of our education funding. So the state stands to save some money if local governments are taking in more revenue. If Prop 19 passes, the state must create two new funds using those savings. One would be for wildfire protection and response, something we definitely need more funding for. And the other would be to reimburse any counties that might end up losing money because of this measure. Joe, let's move on to who is supporting this prop. Who wants to see property tax transfers expanded?
The list of supporters is as long as my arm. And it's Governor Gavin Newsom, it's Democratic clubs, it's the firefighters themselves are coming out there in commercials for it. If anyone has goodwill in California right now, it's firefighters.
So what are the supporters arguing?
Supporters are arguing that, you know, this loophole, this inheritor loophole has long needed to be addressed, and that it could be very helpful to have seniors downgrading their homes and buying smaller homes to putter around in their elder years, that, you know, this would actually help younger home buyers who want to buy older stock that might be cheaper, especially useful during a housing crisis where we need to invigorate the purchasing of homes in California, but also that schools are going to benefit in a big way.
And what about arguments against this one?
Yeah, so the arguments against have been very limited and a little scattered. Like, there's the Howard Jarvis Association is not for it. And then there's a few newspaper editorials against it. The Orange County Register, the San Jose Mercury News. Their argument was basically, how dare you hurt inheritors who are one class of people that you shouldn't be knocking just to help another class of people?
The LA Times, whose editorial board leans more liberal, has also come out against it.
The argument was that this exacerbates inequality and helps an already helped group, which is seniors who have already benefited greatly from Prop 13 and hurting those who are in a generation who have not been able to buy homes.
They argue Prop 19 skews tax breaks further away from people who don't own a home or maybe struggling to buy one.
And a lot of their arguments in the editorials were, we have a tax code problem. The tax code needs to be overhauled. Plug in one leak while letting another one pour out. Why aren't we just redoing the whole thing?
Spending on this ballot measure has been very lopsided as of early October, with $36 million coming from those who want to see property tax transfers expanded.
A huge portion of that is the California Association of Realtors, and the realtors stand to benefit incredibly by seeing homes sold throughout California. The realtors have incredible political influence throughout the state of California in the state legislature, which is part of how this got to the ballot, which was by the state legislature, but at the behest of the realtors.
Spending to defeat this prop has been pretty modest, $45,000.
There really is no organized no on Prop 19 that has any significant funding.
KQED reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, thanks for your help on this one.
Thank you so much.
A vote yes on Prop 19 says you want seniors, people with severe disabilities, and victims of natural disasters to be able to move their property tax assessments to another property in the state. If they buy a more expensive home, they would pay an upward adjustment. And people who inherit property would have to live in the home to keep a low tax assessment. Otherwise, it would be adjusted to market rate. A vote no on Prop 19 would keep things as they currently are. That's it on Prop 19. Well done for sticking with it. Tomorrow, we'll look at Prop 20, a tough-on-crime measure that aims to roll back some criminal justice reforms from recent years. If you're finding PropFest helpful, let us know by leaving a rating or review for Bay Curious on Apple Podcasts. It takes just a minute and will help other people find our show. Bay Curious PropFest is a labor of love made by Katrina Schwartz, Rob Spate, Katie McMurrin, and me, Olivia Allen Price, with support from the entire KQED newsroom. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Hi, Bay Curious listeners. Are you ready to play May's trivia game? Every month, we read a question here at the end of our episode. You can give us your answers over at our website, kqed.org/baycurious, or just click the link in the episode description. Out of the correct answers, we'll randomly choose one lucky winner to receive a cool prize package with Bay Curious swag and Sierra Nevada goodies. Okay, our question for the month is, the world's longest-running pillow-fighting contest was held from 1966 to 2006 in what Bay Area town? Our trivia quiz is made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Good luck!
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.